Well, happy Monday morning to you. Welcome to day 5 of our daily Lenten video devotions. Today's devotion, like the others, is coming out of our God Story, Our Story daily devotions for Lent 2025. Today's reading, we continue in Mark chapter 1. This is the last day we'll be looking at chapter 1, but a lot of time has passed in one short chapter in Mark. We're making quite a bit of headway. And in today's reading, we read about Jesus coming into the synagogue and seeing the man with the unclean spirit and rebuking that spirit and telling it to come out of the man. One of the things I think is interesting about this reading is that this unclean spirit is the first person to name Jesus in Mark's gospel. It's the spirit who calls Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. It's a spirit who seems to understand that he is of God. That doesn't mean the others haven't, but I think it is important to notice that it's the spirit, this unclean spirit, who fears Jesus and is an enemy of Jesus, who maybe knows Jesus better than the people in the synagogue. And I think oftentimes that's the case, that people who are our enemies is a bad word, but people who are against us, people we don't agree with, sometimes know us better than the people we do agree with because they're paying more attention to who we are. And clearly Jesus was a challenge to this unclean spirit and calls him out, and Jesus demonstrates his power over not only the devil and the temptations that we read about on Saturday to not succumb to those temptations, but then Jesus in today's reading demonstrates his power over unclean spirits and demons, and ultimately what is the negativeness that resided in this man. And Jesus told this man to be quiet, or told this spirit to be quiet, quiet those negative words, those negative thoughts, and come out of that man. And the invitation in our reflection is that we would be all in with Jesus as Jesus is all in with us, that we would not fear, that we wouldn't have those negative thoughts, that we would trust in God through Christ by the power of the Spirit to give us the courage to stand up to negativity, to stand up to unclean spirits or evil thoughts or the things that get in our way. We talked on Saturday about resisting temptation, and here is a confrontation with evil. And God has promised to be present and faithful. It doesn't mean evil won't come, it doesn't mean negative thoughts won't come, but God has promised to be with us, to, as the kids say, well, I don't even know if they say it, to have our back. So you and I can be all in with Jesus, and when we are, those negative thoughts, evil, isn't happy and will maybe even put even more roadblocks in our way, but lean in, trusting in God to provide a way for you. And as long as it's in God's will, we trust that God will continue to provide and be present with us even in those challenging times. Here we are through 5 days making our way with Jesus to Jerusalem, to Holy Week, and the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's been good spending a part of this beginning of the week with you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 6 of our Lenten journey together. Take care.